and this is Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria 91.9, KTCB Tillamook 89.5, and coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world. Squamish, Seashell, Nova Scotia, glad to know some folks are back there. And East 66th Street, West 54th Street, Corona Avenue, Lander, if any of these strike a bell, hello. And if they don't, then let me know where you are, and I'll be glad to give you a shout out. It's time for Arts Live and Local. The weather is gorgeous, 62 degrees, and tonight, cloudy, around 60. Slight chance of rain tomorrow. Cloudy, sunny, cloudy. All in the 55 to 65 range. And absolutely gorgeous. Glad you are here. As usual, the coast is full of arts, live and local, and from everywhere else. And maybe we'll have time, maybe not, but I do want to give a shout out because on August 26th, which is Monday, it's the anniversary of the 19th Amendment. August 26th, 99 years ago, only women got the vote. Hallelujah. Let's make sure we use it wisely. Thanks. Here's some music from my first guest. Thanks for being here, folks. This gorgeous music is coming from an album, which may be new. I'm not even sure, but I don't need to be sure because Seth Koresky is sitting right here with me. Hi, Seth.
Almost. It's Sean.
Oh, did I say Seth? Oh. You know why? Because I have a Seth coming in, too.
Oh, okay.
I have an Aaron and a Marin and a Seth and a Sean. Ay, Chihuahua. Sean,
I wasn't sure whether I should just go with it or...
No, thank you.
Yeah, Sean Koresky.
Sean Koresky. Sean has been here before. When was that?
That was in September last year.
Last year. Uh-huh. Okay. Sean is playing the gorgeous pan flute. When did that album come out?
That album we were just listening to is 2009.
2009. Uh-huh. Oh, so it's an older album.
It is an older
album.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And I want to, before we go any further, introduce, because last time Sean was here, he was solo.
Yeah, right.
On stage and in the radio station. But this time he brought, who was here before? You were here before, but not on stage. Okay.
Yeah.
So I have guest guitarist Alberto Benitez. You can say a few words.
Hello, it's Alberto.
Okay. it's radio, so shaking your head doesn't work, but welcome.
Right.
And guest organist, Gary Becerra. Hi.
Hello. Pleasure to be here.
And Gary did not bring the organ.
Unfortunately.
Which is probably a good thing, because if you've been in this studio, you know it would not fit. So Sean and his guest artists are doing a concert tomorrow evening, 8 p.m., at the Performing Arts Center in Astoria. That's 16th and Franklin. And how's this going to work, Sean? Because I remember last year was like, oh, my God, you had that organ and the pan flutes, and you were playing them all.
Yeah.
So
it's
what's going to happen?
There's going to be some similarity to last year. If you remember, it was a classically themed concert for the most part. But I always mix in folk music, like the same type of music we started the program off with a good energy level. You know, I like to give a nice rounded performance. So it has classical elements. And I'll say that the reason why is because I actually started as a classical musician when I was playing
on the pan flute.
Yeah, which is normally a folk instrument. But I began playing classical music on that. So I shifted over to folk music for quite a number of years, South American folk music.
Right, which is...
With the flamenco guitar, pan flutes, of course. I couldn't resist. It's full of pan flutes. So that was a music I got into and played for many years, dedicated very fully to that. But I kind of had this moment in my life where I'm kind of like, I want to get back to the classical. So that's what that's about. And I wanted it to be really authentic.
Mm-hmm.
So the organ you heard last year was an organ I built specifically for the show.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
As I should say, people who know what a pan flute is haven't seen Sean's. You gotta come and see what he's done. They're absolutely beautiful pieces of art.
Yes, I built the pan flutes and I built that organ. The organ was the background, you know.
Right.
I wanted it to be a complete classical experience. So, you know, the closest thing I could get to having an actual orchestra, the next thing would be the organ, because it's live. But it wasn't, and I was going to pass the baton off to my organist friend.
Okay.
Because the organ that was featured last year wasn't the one at the Performing Arts Center. That was that was the one that I built. But this year we're going to be using the pipe organ, at the Performing Arts Center, right, Gary?
That's right. I'm super excited to finally revive this instrument after so many years of slumber, and hopefully we can get it repaired, get it back in the works, that way it can go on for many years, and very excited to be the first one to try it out after many years.
This is the
pipe organ, the big one built into the PAC.
Yeah. Right. Actually, it has been played, but it is still under... reconstruction.
Right.
But we have had a few organ concerts, and it is very exciting. It's a big instrument.
It's large, yeah. It's the entire building, pretty much.
So what's your background in playing organ? Is that your primary instrument, or you play piano?
No,
or?
I'm actually a pianist, but a lot of the same elements simply transfer over. Just very excited to try this out. It's a new experience.
Nice. And how about you, Gary? Alberto.
Yes, so I play the guitar. I was inspired first by a couple of artists. First, my brother. He inspired me to play the guitar. And it's a different type of style. It's not with vocals. It's something called finger style. And one-man band kind of type of thing. And it's some of my favorite type of music. So
let me bring you all together and say, and I think Sean's probably he's the boss man here. So you get to choose the music, I presume, or maybe not.
But I leave artistic because, I want elements of their musical experience to shine as well at the concert, because I think that gives a lot more diversity to the concert. So that's why, I have Alberto as the guitar soloist, and Gary's amazing keyboard abilities at the pipe organ, which is only half functional. So we get to hear half of the instrument. That's why we're hoping one day the thing will be fully.
Yeah, we're hoping that also. We're still working on it there.
But that way we could bring a lot of different elements into the show, and it adds a lot more variety to it than if it was just me on the stage.
So what music will you be playing? I know you're going to be doing classical.
Yes. There's a different energy to the classical. A lot of people, I used to think the same thing, classical, what a bore, but actually there's a completely different energy to it. And I like to select pieces of music that are unique, and live they give an amazing feel. But we don't just stay in the classical, like the folk music, the South American folk music, there's going to be plenty of that, a different element of that, varieties of different types of pan flutes featured.
Why don't you give us a little bit of a taste? Now, we heard the album, which was beautiful. Why don't you give us a little taste of these pan flutes?
This one here is a bass pan flute, a South American bass pan flute.
And that looks more like a traditional pan flute.
Yes, yes. Yeah. The pipes are all tied together and everything, so.
Okay, nice, lovely.
That's a nice idea. And of course, the kind of contrast with the South American sound, that's probably what we think of when we think of South American
Andean music.
So this is a European pan flute.
Yeah. Quite a different sound.
Quite a different sound there.
Yeah. And I think of Romanian music when I think of the instrument.
Yes, this instrument is basically the national instrument of Romania.
Okay.
And also some of the neighboring countries, Moldova, the Czech Republic, Poland.
Right.
That's why my father encouraged me to get into it, because we're Polish American.
Right.
So
right.
That's where I really started, was with the East European pan flute. But
So did you ever play any other instrument, or did you go? I'm thinking you starting off in school, this little kid, and they have a music program, hopefully, and they say, and what instrument would you like to play? And this little kid says, pan flute, and the teacher goes, huh?
Yep, that's exactly what happened.
Is it really?
Uh-huh. It was when I got finally enrolled in band class. It was actually here in Astoria, because we used to live here in Astoria.
Oh, okay.
So Astoria Middle School.
Okay.
The Vikings. Yep. And I was in band class, and I said I wanted to play pan flute, and the band instructor goes, well, we don't know what to do with that.
Yeah.
He said, I don't have any instruction for you. So he said, you're going to play regular flute. I picked up the regular orchestral flute.
Silver flute.
Did fairly well with it. It wasn't exactly my passion, but it kind of helped broaden my horizons musically anyway. So I was really thankful for that at any rate.
Good, good.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you could, you went back to the pan flute.
I went back to the pan flute, yeah. And then I also, along the way, because I wanted to, there were always situations where I needed to be a soloist. So I learned to play guitar and pan flute
at the same
South
time.
South American style of pan
I see.
Flute together.
You know what? I don't think we can. I don't.
That's okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I think people are going to have to come to this show. Folks, this is tomorrow evening at the Performing Arts Center, 16th and Franklin in Astoria. And it's at 8 p.m. So you can get there at 7:30 and get a nice seat. The concert starts at 8, and we will be hearing Sean and Gary and Alberto. Question, are you going to play you're going to play on everything, and you folks are playing on some of the pieces? Is that how it's going to work or what?
Yes. I'm still going to do my set as a soloist, but essentially we're three soloists.
Okay.
They're going to be playing solo sets as well.
I see. Mm-hmm. I see.
And Gary's here specifically to breathe life into the giant pipe organ so it can be heard. And it's just going to be a really interesting show.
So did you work on the organ today, Gary?
We're going to head there right after this.
Okay, so yep. You haven't mm-hmm. met the organ yet?
I'm not, no.
Oh, I see. Okay. I assumed you'd been.
He has played organ, but
right,
just not that
this
one.
Not
yeah.
this one. Okay, yeah. Okay. And have you chosen what you want to play, or are you going to listen to the organ and see what it wants you to play?
the latter. I definitely want it to see what it can do before I choose what I want to play.
Right, mm-hmm. And what genre of music are you? Classical or?
We're going to try to throw in a bit of both,
okay.
Classical and maybe even some pop, whatever Woo-hoo. Really fits.
Oh, yeah, I love it. This is live music.
Yep. Yeah.
How about you, Alberto?
So I already have a piece of music in mind. Mm-hmm. It's a piece by Callum Graham called Tears on My Toes, and it's a very nice piece, and hope you guys will like it tomorrow.
So this is all instrumental.
Yes.
That's what you will be playing. Okay. Well, is there something you can do right now, short?
Sure.
Could
you
okay, because...
Oh, yeah, how about Alberto? He hasn't had a chance to play
demo.
On the radio yet. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Bring that nice and close to the...
Okay.
There you go. Lovely. And that's just a tiny little piece of... Is that from the mm-hmm. song that you yep. mentioned?
Yes, it's part of the song.
Okay.
It's just part of the beginning, so hopefully okay. you guys will like it for the final show tomorrow.
Okay, wonderful. Sean, do you have something else? I see you're handling an album. Do you have a new album, or... The one you played was from 2009. Your classical is
the latest one.
And
yeah,
when was that?
The most recent one. That was 2016.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, 2017.
17.
I forgot. I was working on it in 2016.
And what have you been doing since we saw you here? Do you travel and play? Or?
Yes, mainly in the Northwest. I've been performing at different areas. Like just this last weekend, I was at Manzanita and then... You know, I'd played up in Washington.
Do you ever play outside?
Yeah, I play outside venues as well.
I'm thinking that would be gorgeous to
have
you somewhere in the woods. Of course, for the pan flute, what goes better?
In the woods, yeah. You know, I haven't been at a venue that was so natural. I've wanted
uh-huh.
to.
Uh-huh.
I thought, you know, a nature-themed
yeah.
kind of performance.
I
thought that would be wonderful. But who knows, maybe in the future.
And it could be classical and folk because nature runs through all of music.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Well, classical and folk have kind of intersected
Absolutely.
Throughout history there. So.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Okay, Sean Koreski, pan flutist supreme extraordinaire and organist Gary Becerra and guest guitarist Alberto Benitez, and they will all be 8 o'clock tomorrow evening. That's the 24th Saturday at the Performing Arts Center, 16th and Franklin in Astoria. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Okay. Thank you for having us.
And I'm going to put on a piece of music. I'm going to put it on, and then you'll find out why I'm putting it on. This is KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook. Thanks for being here, folks. Arts live and local.
Modern man, what is it? Just a collection of complexes and neurotic impulses that occasionally break through.
You mean sometimes you blow your top, like me?
I do. I try hard to stay controlled, but I get carried away. Try to act aloof and cold, but I get carried away. I just say the music's grand. Why must I leap up on the stage hysterically? They're playing pizzicato and everything goes blotto. I grab the maestro stick and start in leading the
band. Cut it away, cut it away, you'll get carried, yes, carried away. And when I go to see a moving picture show and I'm watching actors in a scene, I start to think what's happening is really so. The girl, I must protect her. The villain, don't respect her. I leap to her defense and knock a hole right through the screen.
Carried away,
carried away, I get carried, yes, carried away. I try hard to keep detached, but I get carried away. Try to act less booby hatched, but I get carried away.
Carried away.
I get carried away. When shopping, I'm a sucker for a bargain sale. If something is marked down upon a shelf, my sense of what is practical begins to fail. I buy one, then another, another, then another. I buy the whole store out and I'm in business for myself.
Carried away.
I get carried away.
And when I go to see my friends off on a train, golly, how I hate to see them go. For then my love of traveling I can't restrain. The time has come for parting. The train's already starting. I hop a freight and in a flash I'm off to Buffalo.
Carried away. Holy cow. What the heck are we doing being carried away? Well, I have a couple of beautiful young women who apparently got carried away and are doing their Astoria High School, if I'm right, tell me if I'm wrong, but Astoria High School Senior Project. Mm-hmm. They are performing on Sunday at the Performing Arts Center, the very same Performing Arts Center as Velazquez. This show is at 7. Saturday is at 8. Sunday is at 7. And it's called the M.E. Show. And that's because my guests are Maren Donahue and Aaron with an E. Grauf. Is it Grauf?
Yes.
Is that how you say it? Okay. What are you going to be doing? Oh, and you're going to be accompanied by Dr. Susan Bueller, is that right?
Yes. And Dobby Barnes.
And who is that?
She is playing a song for us as well.
Okay.
In the show.
Yes. Tell me her name again.
Dobby Barnes.
Oh, I love that name, Dobby. What an interesting name, Dobby Barnes. Okay. So, what in heaven's name are you going to be doing?
Well, the inspiration was I found a video of Julie Andrews and Carol Burnett at Lincoln Center in, I think, 1971. Wow. And I sent it to Aaron, and I said, look, it's us.
And, yes. Wait, who was it, Carol Burnett and who?
And Julie Andrews.
Holy cow. Yeah. Okay, we won't ask who's who, but that's good.
Well, I sent it to her, and I hadn't picked what I was going to do for my senior project yet, so we had the idea, and then we took it to Susan, and it just kind of happened. So
who are you? You're seniors at Astoria High School.
Yes.
Are you in, like, all of the singing groups that exist, or is that your life?
Basically, yeah. We do the choirs at school. We also are really involved in the musicals there. Yep. That's actually where we met. A couple years ago when we were doing Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Oh, I love that.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. That was
and
so
then we did
funny.
Also Willy Wonka this year.
I love that, too.
So.
As a matter of fact, Kate, Catherine Lacaze was on last week with the little kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we were talking about that. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, great. So, this is both of your senior projects, is
no.
That?
Oh. This is actually only Marin's because okay. I already finished mine. Uh-huh. But
what was yours?
Mine was actually a trip to Honduras for 2.5 weeks. I was helping out at a bilingual elementary school. So,
wow. Are you bilingual?
I'm trying to be. I don't say I would be completely yet, but
But you've been
I'm
studying Spanish?
And, oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wonderful. How'd that go?
It was really good. It was a really good experience. This was my third time going down there, so
wow.
It was fun to reconnect with
Honduras.
People. Yes.
Good for you. That's that's a country that needs our compassion, love, and hands off, and good people going. So thank you. And then for the artistic side.
Yes.
The musical side. Yeah. Marin called you and said, how about being my musical partner? Is that it?
Yes. Yeah. So she sent me a link to one of the videos, and it was just one song, and I thought it was hilarious. And then we just started finding more and more songs that were sort of in that category, and we kind of compiled them.
Yeah, we wanted it to be a comedy show. So all of the music that we perform at this show, they're comedic numbers from different musicals and operas.
This is so exciting because, again, I often say and believe that music and art, music is art, are healing and save lives. And laughter, we all know, is a healing art.
Oh, yeah.
So you have combined all of this. And so what are we going to be hearing now? You just, I asked you to choose something. And what was that we just heard?
That was Carried Away from On the Town.
Okay.
And that is one of the songs. From On the Town.
On the Town.
Were you familiar with the all this musical comedy?
So most of the songs that we picked were from shows that we were familiar with for the most part. But then we took it to Susan Beeler and we asked her for her input. And she, so some of the songs she pulled out of her collection and showed it to us and got really excited. And we had no clue what it was. And then she played it for us and we kind of fell in
love
with
it. So you
them.
Had to learn all these songs. Some of them you may have been... Had you ever performed any of them?
Mm-mm, no.
So you had to learn all this music.
Yes.
Do you both read music?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're seniors, obviously. Mm-hmm. What are you doing next year?
I'm going to Asbury University in Kentucky, and I plan on studying elementary education and minoring in Spanish.
Okay, very good. Asbury College, never heard of it, but good. Yeah. Kentucky.
I plan on majoring in musical theater, and I don't know where I'm going yet. We're still in the application process.
Okay.
So not sure yet.
And maybe Aaron will do some musical stuff.
Oh, yes. I plan on it.
I think it's sort of part of who you are,
yes.
Isn't it? It's part of your imprint. Susan Beeler, your mentor for your senior
project?
For
my senior project, yes.
Yeah. Have you been studying with her as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, both of us have been taking voice lessons from her. And then when we got this idea and Susan agreed, we started having a time where we both sang together.
Yeah.
And so that's when we learned the duets and worked on them with her.
So is there harmony going on in these two?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I love this. This is so cool. Musical comedy duets. This album that you gave me, the Bernstein songbook, these are not all comedic, are they?
Not all of them.
No, because I don't know what. So name some of the ones you're doing besides Carried Away from On the Town. What else?
That's the only one we're doing from On the Town. Yeah. Usually, okay. Most of the ones are just, we pick a song that's funny out of different musicals.
Right.
And then once we got our list, we put them in an order and wrote our own dialogue so that the songs would flow together.
This is going to be so fun. This is Sunday, folks. Sunday. So you can do this. It's 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center, 16th and Franklin. What are some of the other songs?
So probably some that people will be most familiar with. We're doing What Is This Feeling from Wicked.
Good.
Some others.
There's, what is it? Marry the Man Today from Guys,
yeah,
and Dolls.
Guys and Dolls.
That's probably another notable one.
And I think one of our favorites is Bosom Buddies from MAME, which is not a very common musical, but a very fun one.
Well, it has been done at the Coaster Theater at least years ago. And one of our programmers was MAME, as a matter of fact. So how many pieces are you going to be doing? How long-ish is the show?
Half hour to about 45 minutes.
Okay.
There's about, what, 10 songs?
Yeah, we have 10 songs. And our dialogue, it's not a lot of dialogue, just enough to tie the songs together and create our storyline.
Great.
And we talked to our costume and prop director from the high school, and we got to borrow some of our props and costumes from the high school. So those will also be making an appearance.
Wow.
making the show better.
And will you give the audience a chance to do question and answer afterwards?
We hadn't
thought
about that.
Kind of like a talk back. I don't know whether you've gone to shows where one of the performances is called a talk back, where the cast stays in costume, sits on the stage, and the audience gets to talk to them about stuff.
I don't know if we're doing that. I think we're going to go out once we're done and just talk to
Schmooze.
People.
Lots of family and friends will be there, we'll be wanting to go and welcome them and talk with everyone. Yeah,
right. But you'll be available if somebody wants to talk. I think it's a terrific idea, and for Aaron, I find quite marvelous that you have, in this senior project business, you've got two projects, and one's yours and one's Marin's, but still, and they seem to be so different, and yet, in a way, they're not, because they're both from the heart, aren't they? You know,
yes.
It's not like you're building a set of stairs. You're working with, you're dealing with and whether it's comedy and also using the voice, which is a very powerful, powerful tool.
Yeah.
So congratulations. And Maren, great idea.
Thank you.
So glad that Carol Burnett and Julie Andrews inspired you. What a couple. I love both of them outrageous. And I think I can say break a leg, even though you're doing music rather
for sure.
Than
that would
theater.
Yeah.
So tomorrow night, the ME Show with my guests Maren Donahue and Aaron Grauf, and be sure to wish them both congratulations on, I presume, graduating high school. Graduated. No,
not yet. One more
year. You're going into your senior year.
Yes.
That's right.
And it also, the entire show is a fundraiser for the Astoria High School Theater Department.
Oh,
so
even better.
We're hoping to use those funds to use it towards this year's productions and maybe even past this year. Who knows? But
the shows at Astoria High School at can't speak for the other high schools because I don't get to them as much, but I try to get to most of Astoria High School. Over the years have been amazing. You have had, of course, Jenny Newton for many, many years doing comedy as well as very poignant, serious plays. And now Catherine Lacaze is doing the work. And in between, you had a gentleman whose name...
Wayne Doyle.
Yeah.
Wayne Doyle. So you guys are doing a terrific job. And I I haven't seen tomorrow night's show, but I have a feeling it's going to be, Sunday night's show, I have a feeling it's going to be great.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Okay. And I have one more guest coming in, and I'm going to play something from his album, his 2016, I think it is, album. But he's got a new album coming out, or it's come out already. And Seth Walker, my guest, roots blues soul musician, is going to be playing at Kala tonight. That's 1017 Marine Drive on the south side. Wonderful, small, intimate venue. The show is at 8 p.m., and you can check at libertyastoria.org. Scroll on down and find Seth Walker and get some tickets. And here's some music. He'll be right in. Thanks for being here, folks. KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook.
We had a hard time together, together. Yes, it's a hard time. We had a hard time together, together. I keep running up and down the road, never know which way to go. But all the roads won't take me back to where I really need to be at. I'm out here running down a dream, but I keep dreaming about you and me. And it's 59 miles to New Orleans, and I'm calling you up to say it's high time. We had a high time together, together. It's high time. We had a coast smoke, but I better just take one toke. I'm gonna feed you a meal from Paul Prudhomme, and then we're gonna dance to the Zydeco, and bon ton relay is what you'll say when we spin out on the floor. It's high time, we had a high time together, together. Yes, it's a high time. Up nice with all those little colored lights. You got those records that spin around and round. I'm gonna spin till we get home.
Well, I'm dancing around in my seat, and it's hard to turn this down, but the good news is I've got the real thing. Or thang, is it thang or thing? The real thang. Right here in the studio with me is Seth Walker. And Seth is going to be playing tonight at Kala, 8 p.m. And this is from an older album. First, mm-hmm. I just wanted to give a shout out to Michael and Ulla from Denmark, who are on their way to Astoria. And did you say you have some kind of family connection to Denmark?
Yeah. My aunt moved to Denmark when she was about 18. She married a Dane, and they've got three Danish kids. I got cousins. And,
oh my God!
Yeah. But it's awesome.
And I'm sure they speak English.
Yep.
But not like
just like
you.
Everybody over there.
But not like you. They don't have.
Maybe don't have quite the draw.
Quite the draw.
Yeah, they live in Vila, Vejle, okay. Denmark.
Yes. Yeah, I've never been. I've been to Denmark, but not to Vejle.
Yeah.
So, Seth, where are you from?
I'm originally from North Carolina, outside of Elon College or Greensboro. I don't know if you're familiar.
Oh, Greensboro,
just,
I know.
Yeah, just right in the middle of the state.
Sure.
I grew up out in the country out there.
And where do you live now?
I live in Nashville and New Orleans. I kind of go back and forth between the two.
Okay. Are you on tour right now with your new album?
Yeah, yeah. We started this latest album came out at the beginning of this year.
Okay.
So we've been on a run ever since, pretty much. We did a big U.S. tour, and then we went abroad for...
Oh, really?
We were abroad for about a month. Nice. And yeah, but this is just a long weekend. We flew out and we played Portland last night and Mississippi Studios. And,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then we're here in beautiful Astoria.
Yes.
Tonight.
And you have been here before. You knew it was beautiful and decided.
Yeah. And
to
I didn't. And I didn't even know until you told me last time that you were playing one of my songs from like 2006, 2 Feet Left to the Ceiling.
Yeah.
For years.
Yeah. And we didn't know who you were.
You didn't know who I was. You're waiting on me.
That's right. So your new album is called Are You Open?
It is. That
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you have a trio.
Yeah. Trio tonight.
Tonight you'll be playing with a trio. But right now we've got Seth all by himself. And he's going to play us a tune.
Okay.
Tell us a little if you want to.
This little thing called Underdog. Going out to anyone waiting on their ship to come in. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Here I sit on the old Mississippi under stormy skies and by and by. See, here's the thing, nothing's going my way, but here's the hope and my luck will change. And I know you said there'd be days like this, and I know I'm just a calculated risk, but what I had slipped through my hands. But I'm still searching for softer sands. Yes, any day now, it's on the way. So they say every underdog will have his day. There goes the bus that I missed. There goes my name marked off another list. There goes the days, the months, the years, but sooner or later I'm gonna dry these tears. Yeah. Yes, any day now, it's on the way. So they say every underdog will have his day. Gypsy said my ship was bound to sail in. My eyes appealed to the horizon. She said money and honey be raining down. Any day now. It's on the way. So they say every underdog will have his day. Every underdog is just up around the corner, around the bend, just up around yonder. Every underdog will surely have his day. Underdog.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my. gosh, I see people outside in the parking lot dancing as well as me in my chair. Wow, wonderful. Seth,
yeah.
You've been doing this kind of stuff for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have. This is my 10th studio album and my 11th album. I did a live album too, so 11 albums total. Yeah.
You don't look old enough to.
Oh, you sweet. You sweet. I like you.
Well, you started when you were three. Yeah, I can see that. So.
I started playing the cello when I was about that age. Both of my folks are classical musicians, so they taught my sister and I Suzuki violin and cello since about the age of three or so. And it wasn't really until college where I started messing around with this guitar stuff and blues.
And how did your parents feel about that?
I mean, they've always been supportive. I mean, they're my number ones.
Yeah.
But there's probably a few times they were probably scratching their chin.
Yeah. Do you still play cello?
A little bit. I don't own one, but when I go home, I'll
pick it
saw
up.
On Dad's yeah. for a little bit. And it's funny how the things you remember from, you know,
ain't it.
Like, yep. I can't remember what I had for lunch today, but somehow I can, like, kind of piece together some tune I learned when I was 5 years
Wait
old.
Wait till you get old. It gets worse or better, as the case
yeah.
may be. So when you're playing cello, though, is it mostly classical music?
Yes, it was mostly Suzuki method, which I don't know if you're familiar, but it's like a ear training method. But it's mostly, you know, you're pretty much stuck glued to the page. But it is... You know what that method is? You listen to these songs as a kid, and it you learn by ear.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
So when you're playing these things, you start to go, "Oh, that doesn't sound right." More than the other way, which is more like it's almost militant. It's like you learn by the page,
right?
You know,
right. So how has that? I don't know what you can tell because you have that background. How do you think it's affected you in your present incarnation? What kinds of skills?
Man, just my fingers on strings since, you know, basically my whole life. And just one thing that's definitely influenced me, that stayed with me is, I guess, just the harmony of classical music, you know? And that's maybe why I'm not a jazz musician by any means, but I've always kind of gravitated towards the jazzier side of blues in a way, and maybe that has something to do with it.
Interesting.
And the other part obviously is rhythmically, because in classical music there are so many variations of rhythms that you use, and I definitely have taken that along with me.
You know? Do you write some of your own music?
I write all of it.
You write all of it?
Yeah, all the albums. There's a few, just like a few covers through the years, but most it's all original music that I write.
So now we got a handle on the music and the hands on the strings. What about the content, the lyrics?
Well, I mean, it's such an elusive thing, you know, wrangling the muse lyrically. This particular album is entitled Are You Open, and it was inspired lyrically by a trip I took to Havana, Cuba.
I bet you fit right in.
Oh, God, I loved it down there.
Well, and you could pass, too, couldn't you?
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, those people are so, you know, they talk about improvisation and creativity. That's that's what they do.
Yeah.
To stay alive.
Life.
Yeah, that's
and,
their breath.
And
you know?
Warmth and passion,
smiling,
energy.
Corazon, yeah, all the corazon. Way through.
Yeah,
And I went down there about 3 years ago, and it completely turned me upside down.
How long were you there?
I was only there for about 8 days.
Yeah, because the State Department doesn't let us go I'm not sure they let you go at all now.
It was an unusual time because Fidel Castro had died about 3 days before we got there.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, so it was really a historic time and very strange in that they banned music for 9 days.
Oh, my God.
You couldn't even play a radio.
While you live there.
And I went down there to play concerts.
Oh.
And so we had to do these.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, we had to do these, like, ninja covert concerts, you know, and it was
it was an amazing
trip. I met some local people that it really inspired me.
So had you set up the concerts before you went?
Or? I had a promoter did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a promoter did. And Ruthie Foster and I went down there together. And,
oh, nice.
But anyway, lyrically, getting back to that, I wrote a lot of the lyrics down there because I was just so inspired by it. And it kind of almost set the theme for it, like, you know, almost a challenge to myself this is my 10th effort. So I was like, okay, what mm-hmm. else do you want to say? Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And, so I kind of offered a challenge to myself and offered a challenge to the listeners to maybe hear something that they haven't heard from me before,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe step out to the skinny end of the branch.
Ooh.
Wobble a little while.
Well, now where does that leave you for the future? Seth Walker,
ooh,
my guest.
Ooh, my goodness.
If you're out at the end of the skinny of the branch, where are you going to? Maybe you take fly.
It feels like flying or falling.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm thinking about, you know, this album just came out, so I haven't really gotten fully back into writing yet for a new one. But I'm going to be doing some, like an acoustic EP coming up. I've never recorded in a solo acoustic thing. And I'm going to do some old, some old blues tunes and some old kind of old swing and jazz tunes I've never really recorded before that they're big influences of mine.
Okay. Yeah. Right. With your, and apropos of what you just said, are all of your albums with other musicians with you?
Yeah, for the most part, there's bands. I mean, there are some like couple songs on each album that feature just me or an acoustic guitar, but mostly it's with an ensemble.
Don't you, since tonight's concert, again, this is at Kala, 1017 mm-hmm. Marine Drive, and the concert is at 8. Obviously, if you know Kala, it's a small venue, get there early. You can go to libertyastoria.org and scroll down, find Seth, and get yourself a ticket, and then go on over there. But it will be with his trio. So I wonder if you'd give us one more solo.
Happy to. Here's another one off our new album. We'll do this with the trio tonight, but it's an acoustic version. This is about speaking your mind, coming from a place of love and not fear kind of thing. No more will I, no more will I, no more will I turn a blind eye. 'Cause I can't walk away, 'cause it'll haunt me all of my days. No more will I turn a blind eye. Like so many that came before us, like so many that came before, who stood up for what was right and would not be denied. No more will I. And we can start with love, and love with all we got. Yeah, we might not make it up the mountain, but we can never stop, no. And no more will I. No more will I, no more will I turn a blind eye. 'Cause I can't walk away, 'cause it'll haunt me all of my days. No more will I turn a blind eye. If you heard the words of Maya, she spoke of only truth. If you were looking for
for an answer now. She were living proof that a bird within a cage, yes, will always sing. And the hope now for us all now is in the harmony. And no more will I, no more will I, no more will I turn a blind eye. Cause I cannot walk away, cause it'll haunt me all of my days. No more will I turn a blind eye. No more will I cannot walk away no more. This time I got to stand for something, I'll fall for anything. No more will I.
Seth Walker, right here on Coast Community Radio, and this evening at Kala. That's Kala / Hipfish, if you're wondering, 1017 Marine Drive in Astoria. Concerts at 8 o'clock, and sometimes they do sell out, so get a ticket, get there early, and come in here. Are you going to be playing a bunch of stuff from your new album?
Yeah, we'll do a bunch of stuff from the new record, and then we'll do a little bit of the old stuff.
Okay,
too.
And you'll have some records to sell.
Oh,
some,
yeah. Oh yeah, vinyl. We got records.
Oh
yeah,
vinyl.
Oh heck yeah, you still got your old records?
I do.
Do you?
I do.
Don't.
My house is so cluttered.
Oh,
those
I
things.
Love them.
Yeah, it's great. Okay, Seth Walker, thank you so much for coming in. I love your music.
Thank you. My pleasure being with you today. Thank you for having me. Yeah,
it's great. We'll see you tonight. Okay.
Bye.
I'm going to tell you a little bit about what else is going on as Seth heads on out of here. And I do have a little bit of music from Pretty Gritty in the background because they are playing this weekend. And Astor Street Opera Company, Shanghai'd in Astoria. Hey, whoa, I think I forgot to mention, they are underwriting this show. And they're going on till a few more weeks. I went and saw it. It's a blast. Astor Street, ASOCplay.com. Coaster Theater, and Then There Were None Tonight, and Nonsense is their other play, Coaster Theater with an RE.com. Listen to Pretty Gritty a little bit. Get you some more info.
Is that all right?
I forgot. I was so excited by all my guests. I forgot to tell you that Arts Live and Local is brought to you in part by Columbia River Coffee Roaster, wholesaling fresh roasted coffee since 1992 at 279 West Marine Drive, the old Finnish meat market. With Three Cups Coffee House up front, espresso coffee, homemade baked goods, Wi-Fi, and gifts open every day. And Arts Live and Local is brought to you by members and by the Astor Street Opry Company's 35th anniversary season of Shanghai'd in Astoria. Astoria's own historical, hysterical musical melodrama. And it's running through September 14th. Info and tickets, asocplay.com. Theater is at 129 West Bond Street in Astoria. And what else is happening? Of course, We told you that Sean Koreski and friends is at the Performing Arts Center on Saturday at 8, and at 7 on Sunday is the ME show at the PAC. Also Saturday, Nestucca Valley Artisans 27th Annual show, and that's Saturday and Sunday. That's all the way in Pacific City. Let's hope they're listening. A little closer to home, a fabulous concert at the Coaster Theater. It's the Hootenanny, the annual Hootenanny. That's 7:30. And we're going to be hearing Bill Hayes, Julia Michi Trio, and Thistle and Rose and more. Coaster Theater, that's an RE.com. The Peninsula Performing Arts Center has Curlew's Call with Celtic and Maritime Music, Saturday at 7, Waikiki Beach, 7 o'clock, and that's New Orleans Sound Unexpected Brass Band. And at Galetti's, we have Tants at 5:45 in Seaside. On Sunday, Imogen is featuring Jules Curnow, Trunk Show, from 12 to 4, and the ME show, as I said, is at 7. On Tuesday, Carl Marlantis is at Beach Books, and the Liberty Players, here's a huge one, folks, Wednesday. They open with Betrayal by Pinter, and that's Wednesday through Friday. It is terrific. LibertyAstoria.org. Also, Pints for People that night at the Fort George upstairs, and that's from 6 to 8 p.m. And Repair Cafe is 6 to 8 p.m. at 1010 Duane. And on Thursday, Indivisible is featuring Gun Sense Advocacy at 6:30 at the Seaside Library. Moms Demand Action are putting it on. And is it art? Well, the art is in living well.